Next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Kidnapping charges against one of the men arrested in connection to the disappearance and death of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard have been dropped. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says they determined that Antoine Fisher's actions weren't enough to qualify as an accomplice. Greenville police have arrested a man on several charges, including child pornography. Police say the 31-year-old faces 10 counts of sodomy, 2 counts of electronic solicitation, and 2 counts of possession of child pornography. And the Montgomery Regional Airport is opening a TSA pre-check enrollment center this week. The application fee is $85 and it's good for 5 years. Enrollment is happening all week by appointment or walk-up. For more information, visit flymgm.com. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
It's impeachment day for President Trump. The expectation is articles will be passed by the House, mostly along party lines.
I'm looking at facts. You're looking at facts. We disagree.
The House yesterday approved a $1.4 trillion federal spending plan. It also raises the minimum age for buying tobacco to 21.
The New York Police Department is investigating whether a 16-year-old girl who was reported kidnapped Monday night may have staged the whole thing to avoid having to move to Honduras with her family.
Rick Gates, President Trump's ex-deputy campaign chief, got a 45-day jail sentence for perjury and conspiracy.
The Centers for Disease Control say it's already a tough flu season.
We have half of our hockey team that was out of school today.
Over 1,300 have died and 23,000 hospitalized, and it's still early on.
Ford Motor Company is adding 3,000 jobs at 2 factories in Detroit and investing $1.45 billion to build new pickup trucks, SUVs, and electric and autonomous vehicles.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Hey, the debate's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to actually have it. They've worked things out.
I'm not watching it live. I'm going to see Star Wars at 8.
There you go.
You're going to opening it. Night. I'm going to enjoy that. I'll pick up the debate later.
There you go. Let's go to the phones and go to... Oh, by the way, Sweet Creek Farm Market, $25 Boston Butts for Christmas. They close. Now, this is very important because I know what people do. On Tuesday, they run around and go try to pick up last-minute things. Well, Sweet Creek's going to close at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. So... if you're thinking, well, maybe I'm going to go pick up a pie or something like that, well, you're either going to have to do it before 2 or do it soon. If you want the Sweet Creek Boston Butt for $25, call them at 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. That always gets you creds with them. And when you're there, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. And tell Reed, sometimes he'll do something nice for you, a little ice cream, something nice. They also have the tins of popcorn. They've got pecans. They've got every, if you want a unique gift, go there. They've got so many things from birdhouses to these unique gifts for that hard-to-find person. Go down and see them, Sweet Creek Farm Market. They're a great place to be. Let's go to the phones and go to Debbie. Debbie, welcome aboard.
Hello, Dan. You know, that young man that called, the one coming up, the birthday coming up, he said it's the last one. Yep. Well, no. You're supposed to go backwards. That's why you have that second childhood.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you got to be young enough to enjoy the second childhood, so you need to measure it out right and start going backwards so you'll be there at the right time.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. See, that's what I did. I'm working on my third one. anyway, what I was going to say is with Donald Trump, you know, I've watched this in a maybe a little different way than a lot of people, but I can see that he would be so frustrated and angry, but at the same time, he wants to be, let's put it this way, he wants people to know the truth so that he can come out with his head held high and say, see, I told you so. Can't blame him.
No. Let me tell you, that letter spoke volumes to me. I think these Democrats that are criticizing him for the letter, and they're trying to do a Rorschach, you know, on him for that, he was telling it the way it is. He was stating his case in that letter. Mm-hmm. And it was a great case. I think he hit all the right bells and whistles.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, when it comes to the Senate, he did want to have this lengthy trial. He wants everybody to know. But at the same time, McConnell comes out, no, it's going to be short and sweet. I can see both sides. So I'm hoping there will be a compromise of some sort because McConnell's right. I mean, if you set up a precedent that you are now going to investigate where the House is supposed to have done that, then you're not walking the letter of the law with the Constitution and you're setting up a new precedent in this whole fiasco. So I can see him not wanting to do that. I definitely can see the president wanting to do that. Is there any way they could have some kind of trial after it goes to the Senate?
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. In my humble opinion and in talking to people, what they're going to do is they're going to do the trial. They're going to have the opening remarks. I think they're going to vote to dismiss. They're going to ask for it to be dismissed. And mm-hmm. Roberts may then not dismiss it, but he may send it to a vote. If it goes to a vote, if Mitt Romney and Collins and Murkowski and others are smart and they vote to have it dismissed, then it will be quick and gone. If it doesn't, then it will be a little different. But where the argument's going to happen will be in the Judiciary Committee and Lindsey Graham going in and interviewing people like Rudy Giuliani and some other things that happen. And they're going to fight this out in the Senate committees. Ron Johnson is interviewing Horowitz today in the Homeland Security, and we're not seeing any of that because of this crap that's on TV now, but that is going to be an interesting hearing because Johnson's got a timeline that he has laid out that basically has that they... The FBI was not doing what they're supposed to be doing way before July.
Well, is there any way we can actually see this hearing that we're missing because of this other...
Yeah, you can go to C-SPAN.
Okay, that's where I used to go all the time. I was just wondering if it'd be on it. Well, I tell you, I really, even if they do dismiss it early and get it out of the way, I really feel that that's not going to satisfy Donald Trump.
No, I just feel like... And I told you guys, when Lindsey Graham did his hearing with Horowitz, that was a rehearsal for Lindsey Graham to be the guy that is going to be the point guy that's going to go in and take all these things apart in the Judiciary Committee. If we get Burr to do it in the Intelligence Committee, that would be great, but I wouldn't bank on that.
Well, I just hope it does come out for everybody's sake, you know, not just because our president deserves to have the truth known. And, you know, it's got to be frustrating beyond conception. I just can't even conceive how much he's been. I don't know how he has hair left. I mean, seriously, I think all my hair would have been pulled out by that time. But I just feel for him. And I really do feel that he should be exonerated. And I really feel like this should never happen, like you said. And if they don't come up with some way of really solving this issue, one day it's going to be done. Well, it should have been done under Obama, for instance. And then this wouldn't be happening today because they would have stopped it. If we had done the same thing to President Obama, because, you know, how many people just didn't like what he was doing in foreign affairs and in this, you know, Obamacare stuff and all that. If we had come out and said, okay, you know what, we don't want Obama in there. We don't think he's a real citizen. You know, there's this birth certificate thing that's been floating around. We have all kinds of evidence that maybe he's not even a real, you know, if we had done it to him, even though it wouldn't have flown, it wouldn't have went anywhere, they would have found a way, well, we're just going to make sure this doesn't ever happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Here we are.
Well, thank goodness the Republicans would not have done that.
No, that's the point. You know, the Republicans try to play by the rules and do things the way they're supposed to be done. And because we've been nice guys and doing it by the rules, the people that aren't so nice have been taking advantage. And boy, are we in trouble now because of it.
There you go. So
maybe it'll get worked out. But I thank you for letting me vent a little bit.
Thank you, Debbie. I want you to have a great day. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Wow. Now we get to go to Bradley?
Yes.
About time. This is Bradley Burnin. He was in the floor of the house just about an hour ago.
Yeah.
For 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Madam Speaker, in 3 months, we've gone from receiving an unsubstantiated hearsay and discredited whistleblower complaint to the production of articles of impeachment against the President of the United States. Not since Andrew Johnson has the House engaged in such a partisan political stunt. From the beginning, this has been a sham, and this House has been nothing but a star chamber. The Democrat majority literally locked themselves in the basement of this building, hiding from the American people. When my colleagues and I refused to stand for it, Democrats moved to public hearings, but denied us questions, denied us witnesses, and denied the president any meaningful opportunity to defend himself. With this complete abuse of process, the Democratic majority has produced the flimsiest and most legally unsound articles of impeachment in the history of this nation. Never before has the House reported an article of impeachment that does not allege an underlying crime, yet this majority will do so today. Read the transcripts. There was no quid pro quo, no bribery, no extortion, no crime, and no abuse of power, and they don't even allege a crime in their articles of impeachment. The president raising Ukrainian corruption is not an impeachable offense. If the dealings of Hunter Biden were so above board, you would think the majority would be just fine looking into this matter. Yet they haven't moved my resolution asking for an investigation, and our subpoenas for Hunter Biden have all been denied. Hunter Biden doesn't get a pass because his dad was vice president. I am proud to have fought against this charade every step of the way, and I will proudly vote no today, and I yield back.
Gentlemen, yields back.
Wow, fiery Bradley.
It was.
Wow. Man. And the Nair Bear,
Jair Bear?
Jair Bear is right behind him there. Okay, let's... Where were we? We did Ken Starr, we did Ken Starr 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, man, we're running out of show here, big guy.
That's a good problem to have.
That is a good problem. Let's do, before we get into this other weighty matters, let's do Peter Ducey and the Dems ready for debate in the polls.
For Democrats competing for the party's nomination, Thursday's debate is back on the schedule after the union dispute at the host site was solved. Correspondent Peter Ducey is in Las Vegas as the candidates head further west.
Now candidates can start checking in for their flights to LAX.
I'm looking forward to it. Are you kidding? I may just dance my way onto the debate stage.
Because Democrats don't have to worry anymore about crossing a picket line to get to the debate stage Thursday. All it took was a 25% raise and a 50% cut in health care costs for striking food service workers.
Democratic debate scheduled for Thursday, December 19th. In Los Angeles is on!
Bernie Sanders arrived in California early as a new Fox News poll finds socialism rising in popularity. 31% of voters see socialism favorably, up 6 points since February, but still less popular than capitalism with 57% favorability.
It costs a hell of a lot less money to send that kid to the University of California that put that kid in jail.
Sanders is now the only 70-something running for president who hasn't shared a medical history yet, even after suffering a heart attack earlier this fall, because Joe Biden finally sent out a summary of his, which does not include any assessment of Biden's cognitive abilities, but does stress that he hasn't dealt with the effects of brain aneurysms since the late 80s. He hasn't had melanoma, but remains under close dermatologic surveillance after spending significant time in the sun as a child, and he doesn't drink or smoke, but he does exercise 5 times a week. So the doctor concludes Biden is a healthy, vigorous 77-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. A few weeks ago, Deval Patrick had such doubts about Biden's ability to beat President Trump, he decided to run against him. But that's proven to be tough.
He's still the front runner, and you have not yet been able to make the debate stage. So how's it going?
It's going great. First of all, I think... if you're asking about the polls, I don't think polls at this stage mean much except name recognition. He does have that.
When Deval Patrick walked into a tiny cafe to greet voters about 15 minutes away from the Vegas Strip, there was already a really famous former NFL player having a quiet lunch inside. But somehow Patrick never managed to shake hands or even interact with a man who played for the New England Patriots while he was the governor of Massachusetts, Chad Ochocinco.
That was good. Peter Ducey, I like his style. I like the way he does his reports. He's got a real certain flavor about him that is pretty good.
But that's a vigorous 77-year-old.
But, I mean, I heard he's under dermatological surveillance. I mean, they're looking at your skin, Joe? Like, what is that?
I love it. Barbara?
Yeah.
Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard.
Hey, I'm sure you haven't been able to listen to this because you're on radio, but I was listening to the TV, mm-hmm. and I wanted to tell you something I thought. Unfortunately, I can't remember who said it. Maybe another caller can. But this is, I'm going to do it as quote as well as I can, but one of them said, when someone has lost the power of reason, arguing with someone who's lost the power of reason is like administering medicine to a dead person.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
That is pretty good.
By the way, could I get in the Sweet Creek drawing?
No.
Thank you.
Absolutely you can get in there, Barbara. Give me a month and day of birth.
6/23.
You had to think about that for a second, didn't you?
I forgot when I'm born, isn't it something?
Yeah, that is. Because it was only about 3 weeks ago. That was a cute laugh. I like that.
I'm too young to remember.
Barbara, I want you to have a great day. I want you to have a Merry Christmas. We're going to do that drawing when?
Thursday, Friday?
Friday. What time?
A little before 3.
2:30 to 2:45?
Oh, okay. I got it closed.
What's in that gift basket?
Whatever I choose to pick out, I think.
$60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Sounds wonderful.
Barbara, I want you to have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Ta-ta.
You know, Dan, one of these days we're going to catch one of these folks calling him. We're going to say no, and they're going to be like, well, I never liked the show anyway. It's like, we're just messing with you, sir. Just messing with you.
I do like to do that, though. I'll never forget, I had one of Daniel's friends came to, Mr. Morris, can I have a ride home? I went, no.
You can't do that to a kid.
Like his face dropped. Like, get in here. New Star 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Joey, it's a week before Christmas. We need to throw in some Christmas music. Sprinkle.
Okay.
Not pour.
Sprinkle. All right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Hugh. Hugh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello. How are you guys today?
We're good. And you?
I'm good. Sometimes I feel like we treat you like Siri or the dictionary or something. But the this boat, is there any turning back any way of like not having the boat at this point? I hear a lot on the media about they're being way too deep now to turn around, but as far as the legal process, did they do something like at the last second decide not to hold the boat today?
They could decide a whole bunch of things. There's the power of the majority, but the likelihood of that happening is zero.
Okay.
they did. There was one maneuver that Doug Collins did, but it got tabled. And what he did is he basically read this a book of the rules of Jefferson, which are the rules of the House. And the way they did the process was not conforming to the rules. And so he basically challenged them on the fact that it wasn't done correctly. Instead of sending it to the Rules Committee to be reviewed or to the parliamentarian, then one guy asked for it to be tabled and it got tabled. So therefore it never got discussed.
Okay. Well,
that was about their only chance they had.
Right. Okay. Well, I just got to thinking I might have missed something today, just kind of in and out the way I listen.
Let me tell you what. If you sit there and want and listen to this all day long, then you need to get a life. You need to stop drinking.
Thanks for listening, Hugh.
Stop drinking and get a life.
Well, I put it on my phone, you know, while I'm sitting here at my desk, but it comes in and out between my coming and going.
Wait, you're sitting there working and listening to this on your phone?
Well, back and forth, yeah. I try to catch up with it every
stop drinking and get alive. Don't do that.
Do not do that
to yourself. I want to tell you something. Well, you know how they have label warnings? Label warning, listening to this stuff will do damage to your brain.
Yeah, don't use wireless headphones. Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Is there a better way to listen other than a simple radio? You familiar with that simple radio app that you can pick up radio stations that subscribe?
Oh, iHeartRadio?
No, it's just called Simple Radio. It's the app.
I haven't heard Simple Radio.
And then it's obvious that the stations that subscribe to it, because you can look for some that you don't find, but your station is on it, but it'll just stop playing every now and then, and I don't realize it's off. But anyway, that's all I said. I also wanted to get in on the drawing at Sweet Creek.
You got it. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I've been there a lot, yes.
Good. It's when do we do the drawing, Hugh?
It's between 2:30 and 2:45 on Friday.
Boy, you have got it, my friend. Give me your month and day of birth.
4/20.
4/20, you're in.
I knew I liked you, Hugh.
Yeah, I know it. You're going to get used to that, Joey.
Hugh, thanks. All right, thanks for the telephone call. Good luck. Listen in on Friday.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
If you have a birthday at 4/20, you got to be something special.
Yeah, that's a miracle. It's an April miracle.
There you go. That's the day that will go up in smoke. Let's go to a break. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services in the past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him, and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jane Metzler. The House impeachment debate now underway with a vote by the full House expected later tonight. Republican Barry Loudermilk says the whole thing's unfair.
When Jesus was falsely accused of treason, Pontius Pilate gave Jesus the opportunity to face his accusers. During that sham trial, Pontius Pilate afforded more rights to Jesus than the Democrats have afforded this president in this process.
California Democrat Scott Peters says Republicans only have themselves to blame.
Republicans have not sought the truth. They have sought to avoid the truth. They have demeaned and insulted witnesses, patriots, warriors, career diplomats who provided evidence against the president. No House Republican has joined us to demand the documents and witnesses that President Trump has refused to produce.
America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a big weather change from yesterday. Big change of reality. Breezy, cool, a little brisk today with a high temperature up to about 56. But that north wind of 10 to 15, occasionally gusting up to 20 miles per hour, will put a real bite in the air. Tonight, the winds die down, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 38. Tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-50s again. I can't rule out an isolated shower by afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry. Better rain chances Thursday night into Friday as the next storm system comes out of the Gulf. The weekend looks dry. It looks like we'll be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. And then another big deal storm system coming in Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The Dan Morris Show.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Ah, yes. Getting in the mood.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
I want to see one of these members of Congress going into the well of the house and with a Santa hat on. And we've got, or some lumps of coal to give, hand out to people. 272-9228, a reminder, Squeak Week Farm Market's got $25 Boston Butts for Dan Morris Show listeners. Call them at 280-FARM, 280-FARM. Get your order in. They close Tuesday at 2 o'clock. So you have been duly warned. Don't get shut out of the gate driving down to go, honey, go pick us up a pecan pie. And you pull up there, and a cow greets you at the door and goes, moo, they're closed. So don't get shut out, folks. Don't get shut out. Bad impersonation of a cow, huh? Let's listen to Trey Gowdy talking about 2020 and judiciary impeachment hearing.
You know, look ahead for a bit to 2020, based on what you see right now. How do you think this sorts out? Do Democrats hold the House after this?
You know, Kevin McCarthy is a prolific fundraiser. I'm biased. I like him a lot. I think he's recruiting good candidates. So is Elise Stefanik. But I think it's an uphill battle to flip that many seats. I think we do hold the Senate, and as you and I have discussed in the past, I think all of this is about flipping the Senate. I think it's about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi trying to neuter a second Donald Trump term, because there's not a chance in hell he's going to be removed from office. So why are we going through this exercise if we know he's going to be on the ballot in 2020?
Well, let me ask you about what Chuck Schumer said today. He said that he was appalled that Mitch McConnell said that he was impartial in this process. Mitch McConnell said it's a political process. This is not a court of law. And he, you know, he's on one side. Schumer said that's unbelievable. He said we have to be able to bring in witnesses. We want Mulvaney. We want Bolton and the two other men who were associated with them. What do you say?
That's what you do during an investigation. And Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, if they really felt strongly about Bolton and Mulvaney, they could have gone to court. But yeah. What they felt most strongly about was hurrying through this because they're being governed by a calendar. I mean, the Judiciary Committee, Martha, called more impeachment witnesses for the Nixon impeachment than they did the Trump impeachment. They called John Dean, and then they called, a couple of law professors? That's it. Fact witnesses. Yeah, no fact witnesses.
Anyway, I disagree with them on the House, strongly disagree with them. And when you look at any of these elections that I started the show out with, the 84, the 72 election, the 2012 election even, to a lesser extent, but Republicans, when they did it, they picked up some big numbers. And so that's what's going to happen. Matter of fact, in 1980 election, Reagan, we picked up the Senate, and we picked up three Senate seats, including Alabama, the first one in 120 years or so. Jeremiah Denton, and we picked up Manley in Georgia and Paula Hawkins in Florida, plus some others. But those were three big ones that had not been done in over 100 years. So let's stay with Trey Gowdy here. And Troy Gowdy talking on Comey. You don't like this.
I want to get your thoughts on this Jim Comey interview that Chris Wallace conducted with him on Sunday. And with regard to the FISA process and with regard to whether or not these were errors, mistakes, or something more, watch this.
Given the repeated errors, some would say abuses of the FISA process, does Attorney General Barr have a point?
No. He does not have a factual basis as the Attorney General of the United States to be speculating that agents acted in bad faith. The facts just aren't there. Full stop. That doesn't make it any less consequential, any less important, but that's an irresponsible statement.
So he says that was an irresponsible statement. What do you say?
He's lost his mind. How many of these close calls went in favor of President Trump? I mean, when they changed the email, was it to help Trump or hurt him? When they put the dossier material in, was it to help Trump or hurt him? When they put the DNC-funded Fusion GPS research material, was that to help Trump or to hurt him? Everything that happened was done to hurt Donald Trump. So, look, this is the same Jim Comey who thought it was nonsense that we were looking into it. Now he's had a mea culpa moment. It's 2 years too late. We really could have used him doing some objectivity when he was at the FBI and not 2 years too late.
How do you describe, you know, that what you just said? You know, how could it be that all of those errors went in one direction and there isn't anything? And why isn't he curious as to whether or not there was a possible motive behind it?
Because he's morally superior to me and you, because he's always right, because he's the same Jim Comey who couldn't admit he messed up the Clinton investigation. Mm-hmm. It's the same Jim Comey who said the FBI didn't give a whit about politics. It's the same Jim Comey who said he didn't leak or do weasel things in a very document that he leaked. So that's the Jim Comey we're talking about.
Bravo, Trey Gowdy.
Well said.
Want to see a lot more of you, my friend. A lot more of you. Okay, let's see here. We did Swalwell. We're not going to go back to Swalwell. I wouldn't do that to you, Joey. I would not do that to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Ratcliffe was on this morning. It was pretty darn good, talking about he met with the president last night.
Ahead of today's historic impeachment vote in the House, a group of Republican lawmakers, including our next guest, met with the president last night at the White House. So what did they talk about? I think we have a pretty good idea, but let's ask him. Republican Congressman and Judiciary Committee member John Ratcliffe was there. He joins us right now from D.C. So without tipping your whole hand, what did the president say last night?
Well, I don't talk about what I talk to the president
generally.
About. Generally, as you might expect, as this unfortunately proceeds to the Senate, you know, there has to be a lot of discussion about strategy over in a trial in the Senate. And I think he wanted to talk to a lot of people that have been involved in this impeachment inquiry from the beginning. So sure. I was one of them and happy to give my thoughts on strategy going forward.
What's interesting is today on the House floor, we're going to hear a bunch of Democrats saying the evidence is absolutely clear the president broke all these rules. But then what happens in the Senate?
Then what happens in the Senate, as everyone's hearing, is they need more evidence and testimony. You're right, Steve. One after another today, Democrats are going to get up and say the facts are undisputed. You have everything you need to impeach the president. At the same time, Chuck Schumer's over there saying, we need more evidence and testimony in the trial in the Senate. It's so duplicitous and disingenuous. But the American people will see that.
Radcliffe was on a roll tonight, but he so a group of members from the House went over to the White House last night. And by the way, one of the reasons I understand, talking to one of Roby's people, one of the reasons her child was there is they were going over to the Congressional Christmas party at the White House.
Oh, and
and so they wanted to take her son because that was the last one that she'll be going to, because she won't be running for re-election, and you know, who knows what's going to happen next year, so get this thing out of the way. I mean, she'll be around until January 21 is when, but last meeting will probably be December of 2020, but I thought that was interesting. I took him out of school, I understand. So let's stay with Radcliffe, Pelosi, and the Dems, and the vote.
Nancy Pelosi is a smart politician, but she really, ultimately, probably does not want to be held in this vote, but she's being held hostage by somebody, isn't she?
Absolutely. All of the Democrats right now are being held hostage by this deranged socialist mob that has been obsessed with getting rid of Donald Trump for the last 3 years. And unfortunately, the American people are paying a price for it, because that's what's motivating her decisions here to move forward with something that she said wouldn't move forward unless it was bipartisan, overwhelming, and clear. And it's none of those things.
It looks, I was talking to a member of Congress yesterday on your side. He says it's awfully suspicious that in the same vote sequence, not only do you do the articles of impeachment, saying this is the world's worst president, but at the same time, USMCA, which has been sitting on her desk for a year, is going to get passed. And it sure looks like she probably used that as a sweetener to get some red state Democrats to get on board.
She did. I know from discussions I've had with some Democratic colleagues, she had to do that. Look, their numbers are tanking. The president's doing well, and these moderate Democrats in these swing districts are terrified. And so she had to put USMCA on the floor now to secure their support for this fake impeachment.
I would like to know more about that. What did she do to kind of sweeten things up here? Let's see where we are on time. Okay, man, we're running out of time. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Let's go to Laura Ingraham. But let's do the Ingraham with Danessa Sousa, Sarah Carter, and Matt Slapp. They're a little more on kind of background political. She's going to start out, Laura's going to start out with Sarah Carter on Lisa Page. And people are getting thrown under the bus. So the Lisa Page interview, I tried to find the entire thing. I could find a bunch of little clippings of it, but I could never find the whole thing. It was fascinating to listen to last night.
There is no one on this set of facts who has any experience in counterintelligence who would not have made the exact same decision.
Yeah, right.
This is a question about whether Russia is working with a United States person to interfere in our election. We were obligated to figure out whether that was true or not. We were extraordinarily careful not to do anything that would allow this information to get out before we knew what we had.
Of course, that was disgraced former FBI lawyer Lisa Page moments ago, showing just how nonpartisan she is. It was, no, everyone would have done what she did. First big interview she gave on the Russia collusion's biggest booster, of course, her show, Rachel Maddow. Now, she claims to be the victim of a right-wing smear campaign, but her timing is kind of curious. Her return to the public eye comes in the wake of the IG report bombshell that laid out the FBI's stunning abuse of power to spy on the Trump campaign. Joining me now is Sarah Carter and Fox News contributor Matt Schlapp and Dinesh D'Souza. Sarah, why is Page popping up now, and why on Maddow?
Well,
Page, Lisa Page, is actually trying to control the narrative now. These aren't stupid people. They conducted a very stupid action, but that was only because they believed that Hillary Clinton was going to win the election. They never believed for one moment while they were investigating President Trump and conducting illegal surveillance of Carter Page that they would ever be caught. So at this point in time, and this is according to my sources, sources that are former FBI, sources that are with the FBI right now, that the players that are being called out in the IG report are trying to control the narrative. Those that haven't come out publicly that he's talked about in that report that basically altered documents or misled the FISA court are scrambling now. They're getting attorneys. They're trying to figure out how they're going to handle this. And believe me, people are throwing people under the bus right now.
Oh, really? Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, congratulations on Drew Brees.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah, it was. How y'all been doing, Joey, Dan? How's everything been going with y'all?
Doing great, and you?
I've been doing good myself, my friend.
Good.
And, you know, happy holidays to everybody out there. Christmas is approaching, so Merry Christmas to everybody, all the listeners. It's just, I know it's your time of the year, Dan, and it's also mine, and I'm really, really enjoying it.
I'm we'd like it to be a little warmer, but other than that, ditto.
Exactly. I was listening earlier, Dan, and some of the callers and stuff, the show, and one of the callers had said about Trump should wear this as a badge of honor. And I agree wholeheartedly with that gentleman. Trump told us, as we see things like this, it's because the swamp is being drained. It's sad to say, but the American people have had enough of this stuff with the all the political people in Washington who is continuously trying to bankrupt and run our nation into the ground. I think the American people are unified. And this is our country. We put them there to lead our nation, and we will remove them because they are not leading our nation. It's very clear. I think that they're going to have a huge political cost to be paid for this. But, of course, you know, a criminal who's caught with his feet or hands in a cookie jar, once that happens, they just don't care. It's the same situation with the mullet trial that was going on and everything. These guys know that they can't do nothing but this. But it's really, really a shame for our nation to have to deal with this. But it's also at the same time very heroic for our president to take this challenge on for us, the American people who sent him. And all of those folks in Washington who are fighting our president, we'll be fighting them at the ballot box, Dan. And we're going to get our country not only back into the character it needs to be, along with our president, but it's just amazing the independence and the numbers are coming out with the against the impeachment and stuff. And it's clearly showing that these individuals don't care what any party American thinks about any of this. They're out to save their own skin, and I'm enjoying it.
I like that. Almost as much as the Saints, huh?
Well,
let me ask you something, Rodney. If the Saints get into the playoffs, are you going to go down to New Orleans and go watch a game?
Well, yeah, I had, you know, a lot of folks talking about that and a lot of family down there hold season tickets. And I done talked to a couple of them about it, and, I'm pretty certain that I might be able to get one.
There you go. I was going to ask if you want to take a friend with you. I have been to a Saints game in the Superdome. It's something to see. It really is something to see.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing that the Superdome has been there all these years and still competitive with all these other domes out there. it was a monumental achievement. The gentleman who designed that dome, when he did, and they told him that that ceiling would not stand like that. There was no way that it would be supported and stand like that. And so as we've seen over the years, it's still there.
It really is. And you know who built that? Blunt Construction in Montgomery, Alabama built that.
Yeah, I don't remember who exactly built it, and the gentleman's name who actually did the architectural design for it. But they served Louisiana well with doing that, and it's held up, and it still has a title that's hard to beat. It's Superdome.
Superdome, there you go. It. Well, I'll tell you something, I was thinking about you during that game, and that was quite a game.
Yes, it was. I really enjoyed Borrow's speech for the Heisman. I thought that was outstanding.
It was really good.
Really enjoyed, yeah, it really was good.
Did you hear about the charity, the city that he was talking about, the food bank, got this just enormous amount of money into their food bank to help pay for food in the town that he mentioned?
No, I didn't hear about that. But yeah. I tell you what, anybody who can bring limelight to anything like that, I give them thumbs up, because in our nation, we have a lot of people at need. And unfortunately, right now, the economy is doing pretty good, but we still have a lot of people out there in need. And we are a loving and kind nation. And as our president represents us and leads forward with this, and I look forward to the president's next 4 years, so we can also make it, keep it great and make it more better and exciting and patrioticness back into this country. I just love it, Dan. I just love it. I'm full force Donald Trump 2020. I'm sure everyone of the listeners already know this.
Rodney, I want you to have a Merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you, I hope I do talk to you. But have a wonderful holiday, my friend.
Y'all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's, too. Dan, Joey, 1018, you know what it is. And I will talk with y'all guys before the holidays. But everybody out there, I wish y'all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And I just hope everyone enjoys the holiday to the fullest.
Thanks, my friend. You have a great day.
Y'all too, Dan, Joey.
Gonna be back right after this.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late, because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, this is going to be a very short segment. A couple of reminders here. $25 Boston Butts Weekly Farm Market. Great for this weekend, guests coming in, family coming in, or for Christmas when you're trying to do something the night before or on Christmas Day and you want something really good to eat and have a great treat. If you I do the big meal on Christmas Eve, more snackage on Christmas Day, unless the boys will reverse their time, and then we do steak on Christmas Day, if that's the only day that we're doing our big day. They also have popcorn tins, the pecan tins. They've got cakes, pies, everything, but warning. They close Tuesday at 2 o'clock. You need to call 280-FARM to order your Boston Butt or to reserve something that you know, a pie or something like that. 280-FARM, or head down there immediately and get taken care of. Say hi to Karen and Reed Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're running out of time. We're going to have to deviate here. Let's go to the FISA court slams FBI on surveillance application.
FISA court is fighting back, not against the critical Inspector General's report, but against the FBI. The chief judge issued a very rare public order, a statement that the court expects the government to provide complete and accurate information in every filing, so surveillance is only done when there is sufficient factual basis. Correspondent Doug McElway following this breaking story.
This is a stunning rebuke of the FBI by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in its order of this afternoon. The court chastised the FBI for the FISA abuses brought to light in the recent Inspector General's report. The IG found at least 17 significant errors or omissions in the Carter Page FISA applications. The chief judge of the FISA court writing today, the frequency with which representations made by FBI personnel turned out to be unsupported or contradicted by information in their possession and with which they withheld information detrimental to their case calls into question whether information contained in other FBI applications is reliable. Today's rare response comes after former FBI Director James Comey acknowledged wrongdoing in seeking the FISA warrant to surveil former Trump campaign aide Carter Page.
He's right, I was wrong. I was overconfident in the procedures that the FBI and Justice had built over 20 years. I thought they were robust enough. It's incredibly hard to get a FISA. I was overconfident in those.
We're not going to have time to play the second clip, but here's something to think about. Mm-hmm. They're going to go back and they're going to look at other applications. And they're going to go back and look over a course of the first 2 years. What if every other application is perfect? And the only application that's not is the Carter Page application. Uh-oh.
Now that would be something. Because I suspect there's actually more if you look back, but that would be something.
How about if there were some other applications and we don't know about them?
Right.
This is going to be interesting. The other thing is the judge may actually release the FISA applications and ask for it because they've been asked to be declassified and she could release it. And that may happen Friday. Something to think about. Kind of juicy. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.